Thank you very much for calling in. There's a lot of folks who are very worried about you. How are you feeling?
Oh, thank you, Anderson. I'm feeling so much better, and obviously I should have gotten some rest sooner. I probably would have been better off if I'd just pulled down my schedule on Friday, but like a lot of people, I just thought I could keep going forward and power through it, and obviously that didn't work out so well.
Let me ask you, your husband said tonight in an interview with Charlie Rose, he said, quote, "Rarely on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened to her," meaning you, "when she got severely dehydrated." Can you say how many times over the course of the last, say, 5 years you've been dehydrated and gotten dizzy? I know you passed out, hit your head back in 2012, which led to the concussion. How often has this happened?
Oh, I think really only twice that I can recall. You know, it is something that has occurred a few times over the course of my life, and you know, I'm aware of it and usually can avoid it. What happened yesterday was that I just was incredibly committed to being at the memorial as a senator on 9/11. This is incredibly personal to me, and I could you know, feel how hot and humid it was. I felt overheated. I decided that I did need to leave, and as soon as I got into the air-conditioned van, I cooled off, I got some water, and very quickly I felt better. So I felt fine, but I'm now taking my doctor's advice, which was given to me on Friday that I ignored, to just take some time to get over pneumonia completely.
You know, a lot of people have obviously seen the video of you being helped into the van. Did you actually faint? Did you actually pass out or lose consciousness?
No, I didn't. I felt dizzy, and I did lose my balance for a minute. Once I got in, once I could sit down, once I could cool off, once I had some water, I immediately started feeling better. And my daughter lives nearby, so I went over to her apartment and, you know, spent time with her and my grandchildren, which, you know,
right.
the best medicine for anything in my life.
A lot has been made over the course of the last week or so about the cough you've been struggling with. You blamed it on allergies, joked at one point that you were allergic to Donald Trump. Was that cough actually pneumonia-related and not, in fact, allergy-related?
Well, it sure seemed like it was an allergy because I've had allergies, seasonal allergies off and on. And it does come with a cough. You know, I've got lots of examples of, you know, in the spring and in the fall, getting a bit of a coughing fit, and then it dissipates. What happened this time, though, was it didn't dissipate, and that's why when I got off the road on Friday, I did go to see my doctor, and that's when I was diagnosed with pneumonia. And the funniest thing that happened to me on Sunday, wasn't a funny day after all, but this was kind of humorous, is I got to the memorial, I saw my friend and former colleague Chuck Schumer, and the first thing he says to me is, "I've had pneumonia, and I've been resting for 5 days." And I looked at him and he said, "You know, that's so funny, I've just been told I have pneumonia." So apparently there's something to this that's going around, and I've since been contacted by, you know, a number of people who've told me they have had it, they've gotten over it.
Well, let me ask you about that, because David Axelrod was very critical of the way that you and your campaign handled sharing your diagnosis with the public. He tweeted, "Antibiotics can take care of pneumonia. What's the cure for an unhealthy penchant for privacy that repeatedly creates unnecessary problems?" Why not just say on Friday, as you said to Senator Schumer on Sunday, you know, "I have pneumonia, folks. I'm going to power through it." Why keep it a secret?
Well, I just didn't think it was going to be that big a deal. You know, I know Chuck said today he didn't tell anybody. It's just the kind of thing that if it happens to you and you're a busy, active person, you keep moving forward. And, you know, I think it's fair to say, Anderson, that people know more about me than almost anyone in public life. They've got 40 years of my tax returns, tens of thousands of emails, a detailed medical letter report, all kinds of personal details. And, you know, it's just so it's so strange that with all of that information out there, and as soon as it became clear I couldn't power through, we said what was going on.
Yeah, but when
Donald Trump is the
Sorry, when you left your daughter's apartment, you said you were feeling great. Obviously, you.
I did. I felt really good. But that didn't mean that I shouldn't rest. So, when I, I did. I felt 100% better.
But doesn't your handling of this and your campaign's, their refusal to acknowledge what happened until really after that video was circulated, confirm the suspicion of some voters that you're not transparent or trustworthy?
Oh, my goodness, Anderson. You know, compare everything you know about me with my opponent. I think it's time he met the same level of disclosure that I have for years. You know, you've got a medical report on me that meets the same standard as Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Donald Trump's doctor said he'd be the healthiest president in history. That's just not even serious. And I've released nearly 40 years of tax returns. He hasn't released one. This is a man with unknown numbers of partners and investors who says he's doing 120 foreign deals. The American people deserve to know what he's up to and what he is hiding. So if we weren't fast enough, I've talked to my staff. We take responsibility for that. But the information is out there. You can't say the same thing about Donald Trump.
Brian Fallon from your campaign said that your campaign is going to release more of your records. I know, as you know, probably Donald Trump has said he's now had a physical, I believe, on Friday, and that he's going to release that soon. Will you be releasing more details about your medical history? And do you know, how detailed it's going to be, how far it's going to go back? Is it going to be more about what happened in 2012 when you fell and hit your head? Do you know how far it'll go?
Well, we're going to be releasing more information, and I think it's fair to say we've already met the standard of disclosure of past presidential candidates like Mitt Romney and President Obama. We'll add more information, but I've already released information about my health in this campaign, as well as nearly 40 years of tax returns. We've already met a high standard of transparency, and we know the least about Donald Trump of any candidate in recent American history. Know virtually nothing about his business entanglements, his foreign investors. It's really past time for him to be held to the same standard, not just as me, but of everybody else who has sought this job.
The final question, I know both your supporters and probably those who are opposed to you want to know the answer to, is how quickly, when are you going to get back on the campaign trail?
Well, it'll be in the next couple of days. Obviously, I was supposed to rest 5 days. That's what they told me on Friday, and I didn't follow that very wise advice. So I just want to get this over and done with and get back on the trail as soon as possible.
Well, Secretary Clinton, we wish you the best and a speedy recovery. Thank you so much for speaking with us.